I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for joining me again this week for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is our business edition of our very successful Tuesday show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And the reason why I like to do this show is to highlight the client experience from two vantage points. We always want to try to talk about how we can massively enhance customer value, but we also always want to highlight the actual transformation that our clients are going to get. Now, having said all that, my guest today is a very respected colleague and friend of mine, Erin Haig. She, you might remember, her retreat was the one that I recorded an episode about back in May. This was a retreat that I attended in France, which was just specifically for retreat professionals because that is her line of work and what she does, among other things. But I want you to remember, I would like to encourage you to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't yet already. We recorded that back in May. And what I talked about were not just my takeaways as a retreat leader, but what I think is really important for us to remember if for those of us in the retreat and event space is that it's really important for us to be a participant occasionally, right? But today we're going to dive into a subject that I know a lot of you have questions about and probably some reservations, maybe a little bit of scarcity around. And look, I get it. I've been there. But we're going to talk about pricing because this is what Erin does really, really well. And one of the things among many that I respect about Erin is that she is very authentic in who she is. She does not apologize for the stance that she takes because she wants the entire industry to succeed. She has owned multiple businesses, is very respected and known for her area of expertise. Welcome to my show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so great to have you here. So do me a favor, though, before we get into what we're talking about, and just tell my audience a little bit about you. I pretty much already gave a little bit of an intro, but I would love for you to share a little bit about your story.
Okay, great. So my name is Erin Haig. You pronounced my last name correctly. Thank you. I get all kinds of variations of that. I don't even attempt yours, Allison. You are Allison Katz to me.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right.
So I am here in South Florida. I am a native Floridian, born and raised. I am a mom of two girls. I am a serial entrepreneur, a full-blooded Capricorn, and I am a lover of travel, wine, and cheese. And that's from a personal side. From a business side, I am a serial entrepreneur. I opened my first business, which was a brick and mortar Pilates and yoga studio, when I was 27 years old. I had that studio for 9 years. I sold it for 40 times my original investment. And then I started coaching other professionals in the wellness and fitness industry to help them restructure their pricing for profitability. And in the process, developed my trademarked method called pricing overhaul, which I use and have used now with hundreds, if not thousands, of business owners. Have a best-selling book out about my method and got into the retreat space very organically, just from deciding to host a retreat with my clients after the pandemic, and realized what a huge opportunity it is for not just my business, but my clients' businesses to start integrating in-person events into the ecosystem of their businesses. I know, Allison, this is like, I am barking up your tree right now because this is your hybrid model. Yep. And really teaching business owners how to use events and retreats to grow their profitability. And so Luxury in Business Retreats was born, and now that business helps retreat professionals of all kinds to just grow more profitable businesses.
Yeah, I love that. And I love, this is such a subject that I think we need to just keep talking about because I just think that there are a lot of you know, I'll stop short of calling them crazy beliefs, but I just think that there is so much scarcity in the business world in general, especially when it comes to women and how we can really maximize not just our expertise, but our income too. And I'm always curious. I always love my show to be an open forum where you and I are just like having this open conversation. But I would love for you just to sort of share kind of your thoughts around that to kick us off.
Yeah, I think that, oh God, it's such a big, big topic. In the world in which we live, women have been conditioned to believe many, many things, none of which are true. We've been conditioned to believe that our value is only in our service to others. We have been conditioned to believe that we are not good with money or finances or numbers. We have been conditioned to believe that if we strive for wealth or we desire money, that that makes us bad or, you know.
Right.
Right. All the things, right? And so, but the same standards are not true for men. And it really puts women at a disadvantage because we buy into it. A lot of us, especially in the health and wellness space, buy into it. And we believe that we are not deserving of financial wealth and prosperity and abundance. And I call BS to it. Yeah. I believe that the world would be a vastly different place if more women had more money.
Yes. Well, and just think about it from the big picture standpoint. What I always like to say is, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to make more money in your business. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have more money, because guess what? When we do that, we can do a lot more good in the world. We can help more people. We can have a greater impact. That's really what it's all about.
100%. You and I are very aligned in that way of thinking.
Yeah, because it's like one of the things that my coach and I talk a lot about. It's, you know, our world is a mirror image, really, of what we believe. And so if you go around believing that it's hard to make money, if you go around believing that there's never enough money, if you go around believing that no matter what I end up doing, people aren't going to like me if I have a lot of money, then guess what? Your world is just going to reflect that back to you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what's interesting is I look at my kids' school. I'm going to use this as a prime example, because a lot of the value that the school sees or the kids in the school see are the mommies who volunteer. And the mommies who volunteer are able to do that because they're stay-at-home moms and they're not working, and they're able to donate and volunteer their time to the school. Now, those of us who are mommies who work, where is our value? If our value isn't in donating our time to the school because we don't have it, but what I'm able to do is I'm able to financially sponsor the school's entire Christmas market, which is a Christmas market so that every child at that school, it's a Title I school, mind you. So the majority of the kids who attend that school live at or below the poverty level. Yeah. But because I'm able to afford to sponsor that Christmas market, every single kid in that school gets a toy for the holidays.
Yes. Yes. And again, it's just a different way to think about it, which I think is really what our work is here to do. One of the main reasons why I've been an entrepreneur as long as I have is that I believe it really gives me maximum freedom, not just to do what I'm really good at, but the way that I want to do it, but it allows me the maximum number of ways that I can give back to A, the people who have given me opportunities and helped me, and B, the community where I live.
Absolutely. And then inside your business, the more money I make, the more profitable my business is, the more opportunities I have for scholarships, to offer pro bono work. Money opens up possibilities. And money gives you choice. And without choice, you really don't have freedom. And yes. So by having financial freedom, you have more possibilities and more things to choose from for you and for everybody else you care about.
100%. And it's like one of the things I always try to tell my clients when I'm trying to kind of shift their belief system around operating you know, the hybrid model, right? The goal is not to be chained to your laptop so you can travel, you know, throughout the world. You know, the goal is to be able to choose how you want to deliver your service. And the best way to do that is to combine in-person and online.
Oh, 100%. And people learn in different ways. And I remember when prior to COVID, everything was in-person. I remember, you know, I own, especially for those of us who own brick and mortar businesses. And then the world shut down and we couldn't be in person and we mobilized online to stay afloat. But then all of a sudden it switched where online became the only way.
Yeah.
But we as humans crave, we need human connection. Humans actually cannot survive without human connection.
Yes.
And so now as the world has opened back up and we're now several years post that those COVID closures, being able to get back in person is so important. But also it's important to be able to stay connected virtually too. They both have a place and space. And I very much subscribe to the and both scenario.
Yes.
Instead of either or. You get Absolutely. To have both.
Yes. Yes. Or it's like one of the things I always like to say is live in the and. Don't live in the either or. Live in the and. You can do both. You don't have
Exactly.
to choose. That's the whole point.
Right.
Yeah. So let's switch over now to, you know, pricing and profitability in retreats and events. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but it seems like every single week when I'm planning my social media or whatever, you know, there's somebody out there crying poor. There's somebody out there saying, I've tried, but I can't make any money. Help me, help me, help me. And I just feel like this is sort of like what unleashes, you know, the many different opinions that we see.
Yeah. I mean, it's so loud on the online space that I don't even have to plan out my social media. It's like every day I wake up to a new post in a Facebook group or a new comment on my post or a response to one of my emails. And like, all I have to do is rant into ChatGPT for a couple of minutes and have like new marketing material every single day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, again, I think it ties back to what we were talking about previously, where people, women specifically, in the health and wellness space are afraid to price the way that they need to price for profitability. One, because they don't want to come off as somebody who cares about profitability because, well, in this world, it makes them less valuable or it makes them greedy or it makes them whatever, less spiritual. And they feel as if they have to be accessible to everybody. And there's also this immediate damnation of and demonization, really, of people who have money. And it's automatically assumed that if you're profitable, you're rich. And if you're rich, you're bad. Or
right.
if you only price higher end retreats, then you're only targeting rich people. And those rich people don't deserve it the same way that lower income individuals deserve it. It just puts people in these boxes and it pits them against each other. And none of that is true. And profit and high-end luxury, they're not like mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I was just going to say the goal really isn't to decide that one way or the other is better. There's room for everyone at the table. But at the end of the day, if you're working your ass off, you know, putting together a first-class retreat or event or another program or a premium experience, and at the end of the day, if you're not taking anything home or worse, you're in the red, it's like that's not helping anybody, least of all you.
Exactly. And, you know, I say that, you know, just like there is a range of humanity, right? Like, no one person on this planet fits into one box on the spectrum of humans. The same thing is true with retreats. And you can have really lower priced retreats that are still profitable
Yes.
and higher priced retreats that are profitable. Profit isn't exclusive to a higher price point. And the thing that happens, I think, so much in the retreat space is there are all of these practitioners, service providers who get into it, who don't have business knowledge, who don't have a business foundation. And so they're not understanding that there is a model in which you can offer lower priced experiences and retreats and still profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I really think that that's part of the disconnect for a lot of, you know, not just retreat leaders, but, you know, industry professionals and people who contribute to retreats. And for that matter, other types of business owners. You know, I don't necessarily think that you have to price everything really high to make money. I think you have to look, there's several things to look at. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're not taking anything home and or you're not able to put anything away for a rainy day or worse, take money home to help support your family or whatever other causes you feel strongly about, then nobody wins.
Right, exactly. And the truth is, despite what everybody argues about, oh, capitalism is so bad and anti-capitalism and we can't, you know, we can't play into it. Our role as healers is we need to fight the capitalism and fight the patriarchy. And listen, I totally understand and I'm in alignment with that, with the exception of we live in a 3D reality where we need money to survive. Like, every single human being needs money in order to have a roof over our head, feed our kids, and not just survive, but live a life that makes each one of us happy. And yes, it doesn't mean that you have to live in some multi-million dollar, you know, mansion on the beach to find happiness. It's just you need to have some sort of financial abundance in the society in which we live. It's just, it's the way it is.
Well, and it's just, it really depends on your definition of success. You know, for some people, it's being able to, you know, take an extended family vacation or have an extended break from their otherwise full-time job, you know, in the summertime like you do, or, you know, whatever else defines how you want your life to look. It doesn't have to be millions of dollars in the bank. But having said that, money does give you freedom and it also gives you choice. And that's really, I think, the big message here. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body. This is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah, absolutely. If my businesses weren't profitable, I wouldn't be able to take off the entire month of July and the first 2 weeks of August to be home and spend time with my kids doing what I call mommy summer camp, because I would have to be working and they would have to be in a summer camp all summer long. I wouldn't be able to take my daughter to Paris for her 9th birthday when she wanted to and spend like a girl's weekend, mommy-daughter weekend in Paris for her birthday. I wouldn't be able to take my other daughter to Tanzania because she expressed interest in wanting to be a veterinarian for wild animals in Africa. You know, like those are experiences that I'm able to provide. And my husband and I, we definitely live below our means in terms of like what we could afford out of a house. We both drive Kias. I drive a minivan. Like, we're not these crazy people spending money on lavish things, but we go to nice restaurants and we have date nights together and we hop on planes and we go to places and we experience the world together and have moments. And for me, that is my definition of success.
100%. The experiences for me, it's not stuff, it's experiences.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy a pair of Tory Burch sandals and a Tory bag.
I know. I wish I could wear those. I just can't because my feet, I just cannot wear those super flat shoes. But they certainly look great on you.
Thanks.
So let's talk a little bit then about retreat pricing. Give us just a little bit of like a summary. I know you have your own, the own way that you teach, and mm-hmm. this is primarily what you work on with your clients and inside your retreat membership, which, by the way, I'm a member of. And I'm just wondering, like, where should a retreat, someone listening, where should a retreat professional begin?
Okay, so pricing is pricing is pricing, no matter what industry, service, or product you provide, okay? And it's really, really simple. It is what you have to charge in order to, one, cover your operation expenses, your operating expenses, cover your payroll expenses, and leave a profit for the business. It literally is that simple. Retreats are exactly the same. So for retreat pricing, you have to add up all of the operating expenses required to run that retreat. So your accommodations, the food, the beverage, the activities, the gifts, the facilitators, the workshops, the excursions, but also your flights to get to wherever you are, your accommodations, your food, your team, your marketing expense, your insurance, like all of those things, the operating expenses, you have to add those up. Then you have to add in your payroll. What do you have to pay yourself? Like, to run this business? And how much do you have to pay your assistant? And how much do you have to pay your vendors? That's your payroll expense.
Right.
When you add those two things up, you get what's called your break even. This is the very minimum that you have to collect in revenue from this retreat in order to cover all of it. But just because you break even doesn't mean that you are profitable. You now have to add to that, ideally, a minimum 30% profit margin. And the profit belongs to the business. The profit doesn't belong to you, the retreat host. Your compensation is in the payroll. Now, if your business decides to use that profit to give you a bonus or to pay back debt or to reinvest in the business in a future retreat, that's the business's decision. But that is how you create your pricing. Your operating expenses plus your payroll expenses plus the business profit divided by the number of attendees, or what I would say, the number of rooms available. So if you have 10 rooms available, you want to assume, worst case scenario, you only have one person per room, not two or three. And so you divide it by the number of slots, the physical slots, the rooms.
Yeah.
So if your retreat is going to cost $50,000, because the operating, the payroll, and the profit equal $50,000, and you have 10 rooms available, then it's $5,000 a retreat.
Right. And so then let's go ahead and address the pink elephant in the room, just because I know this has been a popular subject of conversation with mm-hmm. you and me and some others over the last week about, what about the shared rooms? What about the people who you put two people in a room or three people in a room? And I know that it goes on. That's not typically something that I do. I usually have a few shared rooms at my retreats, but that's usually where it stops. But the mentality with so many retreat leaders is that, number one, you have to price it different if you share a room. And number two, what if I just cut the room in half?
Right. Okay. So it's such a backwards way of thinking, because when you decide to say, okay, I've done the math and I've determined that each room, there are 10 rooms, each room or spot is $5,000. I don't even like to say room because it puts too much value in the room, when what they're paying for is the entire experience. 100%. Okay. And everything that goes with it. So if I know that I can get 10 retreaters on this retreat at $5,000 each. If I want to turn one of those rooms into a shared room, I can, but I need to take the $5,000 and I need to multiply it by 0.75%, which would be $3,750 per person in that shared double occupancy room. Now, someone's going to say, okay, but if you do that, that puts the price for that one room at $7,500, not $5,000, to which I say, yes, you have to, because you're bringing on another person. So you assume additional costs, expenses for everything else.
Yes.
That's part of the retreat experience outside of just the room. And you also have to have a profit from that person.
Yeah, because it's not like if you share a room that you're only going to have half the food cost or half of an excursion, whatever that looks like, or half of private coaching or whatever else you're offering. It's not like the retreat experience is cut in half. And I think that's where the disconnect is for so many leaders.
Yeah, it's 100%. There's too much value placed into the room and not enough value placed on the entire experience. Yeah, you're exactly right. And when you really look at a budget and what your room, your venue accounts for in your costs, it's roughly only 25% of the expense with everything else added in. So you don't want to give a 50% discount when the venue typically only accounts for 25, maybe 30% of the entire break even of the retreat.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then you're starting from behind the eight ball, right? I mean, it's like, then it's like, well, where are you going to make up the money? Or in some cases, there's some retreat leaders who just end up like being in the hole at the end of an experience.
Yeah, exactly. And it also just leaves a little bit more cushion for in the event that you don't fill every single spot. And while, you know, it's super trendy to say, I have another sold out retreat. I've sold out this. I mean, listen, I sell out all of my retreats, but there are cases, and I would say more often than not, retreat leaders are not selling out their retreats.
I think the average and the norm rather than the exception.
Exactly. And so what you don't want to happen is to price your retreat under the assumption and with the math that you're going to sell at 100% capacity. Because if you fall short of that 100%, you lose money. So that's why I always like to, I calculate it based on just the number of rooms, regardless of how many people can be in those rooms.
Yeah, that's a very different way of thinking than I think what the majority of the industry does. And there's actually people out there teaching, not actually teaching this line of thinking. They're actually saying, look, sell out all your rooms and then you'll make your money.
Right. Or, I mean, worse, there are so many coaches out there who are literally promoting that it's standard and okay to not make money or even lose money on your first couple of retreats as proof of concept or to gather testimonials and marketing materials and all of that. And, you know, there are coaches out there who are still trying to tell other people how to price who they themselves admit to.
Yes.
Not making money on retreats and that
yes.
they still host retreats that don't make money. And I'm like, then why are you offering pricing advice?
I know. It's just there's definitely a huge disconnect there. So then what's your best advice then for someone listening who maybe is thinking, gosh, the numbers just intimidate me. I really don't know where to begin. I mean, what do you say to that person?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the first thing is to just sit with the math. There is something very, very comforting in the math, in that math doesn't lie. Math also doesn't have feelings. And so we might be feeling all these different kind of ways about the math and what the math says, but the math doesn't feel that way because it doesn't feel. It's 2 + 2 will always be 4. And so if you literally just do the math on what it's going to cost you to provide the experience that you want to provide to your clients, lean into that math and trust the math. And if I you know my book, you've read my book, Give Yourself a Raise. It's literally all about that. And then how to get over the mindset blocks and really shift your mindset from scarcity into a more abundant mindset. So I would also recommend reading that.
Yeah. And I'll just give your book a plug here. What I appreciate about the way you explain things is you lay them out very simply. So I think really with that, you sort of, you know, teach people right from the beginning, look, this is something that you can do, you know, and I think when you approach it from a place of simplicity, it's really just about learning the steps. And you don't have to be good at math to be profitable in your business, but you do have to be willing to learn a process that will teach you how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the math, literally, I know people sometimes get freaked out just by that word and the idea of having to do it. All it is addition and division. That is it. You simply add up all of your expenses and divide it by the number of rooms available. That's literally it. We do this every day, especially if we love to shop. We add up how much is in our cart on Amazon, right? Or we do this type of stuff all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you're just basically applying this to something different. The example I like to use when you're talking about how numbers don't have feelings, when I was working in fitness full time, you know, I would always tell people, look, food doesn't have moral qualities. Because one of the things that my clients would always say is, you know, oh, I'm going to need to hit it much harder this week because I was, you know, I ate bad over the weekend, or, you know, I wasn't good over the weekend or whatever. And I'm like, okay, hold on, stop. Okay, so maybe you overindulged one day, but whatever. It's like, that's not a helpful way to look at it. I mean, food doesn't sit here. There's no good food and there's no bad food. You know, there's just food in general. And it really comes down to choices that you make.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah. So then how can people connect with you?
Oh boy. Well, I'm on the socials. I'm on Instagram at Luxury in Business Retreats and also at Pricing Overhaul. Those are my two separate companies and you can follow me there. And then both of those profiles are also on Facebook. And if you want to connect with me, it's Erin B. Haig on LinkedIn.
Yes. And you can also get your book on Amazon, right? Give yourself a
ride. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Actually, I have two freebies. If you go to pricingoverhauls.com, there's the pop-up that comes up, and you can opt in to receive a free sample of my book, Give Yourself a Raise. And then same thing, if you go to my other website, Luxury Inn, that's I-N, businessretreats.com, you can opt in to receive my free download with my top 5 tips for hosting profitable retreats.
Yes. Yes. So thank you so much for all that. I'm super excited about being in Slovenia. I've never been. And for anyone listening, we are recording this in July. So if you are listening, we will probably expect this to be dropping in August. I will be a presenter. I'll be teaching a workshop on how to actually build retreats into your business, because this will tag right along with what we are actually going to be doing in Slovenia, which is talking about how to not just maximize your expertise and your revenue, but how to create recurring revenue in your business, which is then really the name of the game.
Yeah, it's a perfect combo of workshops. You're going to kick it off. You're doing workshop day one and then breakout sessions, really showing people, like you said, how to integrate not just retreats, but live in-person experiences, events into offers that they might already have, or really how to build offers around retreats and in-person experiences. And then once you have that type of offer built out, I take over on workshop day number 2, and I teach you how to monetize that with a recurring revenue model so that you're not just charging for one retreat and then waiting to get paid until after you facilitate that one retreat, kind of like gig work where it's one and done. What I help you do is build recurring revenue where people, your clients, are paying you every single month on repeat, and it's guaranteed so that you have steady cash and you have a steady paycheck.
Yes, which is really what it's all about.
Yeah, if you can, my entire Pricing Overhaul method is on establishing a business with 90% recurring revenue. Your business is sustainable for the long haul, and it's also sellable. That's a topic for another day. But you definitely, if you one day decide you want to sell your business, you need to and want to have recurring revenue established that you can actually get more for your business.
Yes, 100%. Love that extra point there. Thanks so much for coming on and making time. It's always great to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So for anyone out there listening, this episode is just chock full of so many good little tidbits. So this may be one of those episodes that you want to bookmark and then listen to at a later date, or best case scenario, if you know somebody in your world who you think could benefit from listening to this, I would really encourage that you copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. You can come over to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button. It's in the upper right-hand corner. And just write to me, and we will be glad to take care of that for you if you just tell us where and whom you would like to send it to. I just always want to end with expressing my gratitude for every single one of you. We are coming up on our 6th birthday on the air, and that's just really hard for me to imagine that it's been 6 years that I've been podcasting and talking to amazing people like Aaron. Just about every single week since the get-go, and it's been an amazing journey, and I can't wait for the next 6 years, but I have all of you to thank for that. So whether you're listening to me today for the first time, or you've been following me for any bit of that amount of time, I do consider you to be part of our family, and I just want to always say thank you. This is Allison Katzkowski with Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. This is what I got for you this week, folks. We will see you next time. Bye.